Voters in six states will get to have their voices heard in presidential primaries tomorrow. And after that, the final remaining primary is in Washington, D.C. next week. Then it's on to the conventions. The most delegate-rich states voting tomorrow include New Jersey and, of course, California, which is why we're here at NPR West in Culver City today and tomorrow. But all three campaigns did not ignore Montana, another state voting tomorrow. And we're going to look at that right now with Eric Whitney, reporter at Montana Public Radio. He's with us from Missoula. Eric, let's start with the Democrats. How's the race shaping up between Sanders and Clinton?
We don't really have any polling here, and the Democratic Party hasn't held their state convention yet, so it's impossible to say objectively who might be ahead in that race. I can say that both camps have strong ground games going, and they're feeling good about their chances, but we're not really going to know until tomorrow night. That being said, Montana skews significantly whiter than the rest of the United States. We're also demographically older as a cohort than the rest of the United States, so I guess you can draw your conclusions about who might do better based on those facts.
The conclusions would pull me in two completely different directions, I guess, based on what we know. But we do know that Bernie Sanders spoke to an overflow crowd near Billings last month. Former President Bill Clinton spoke on behalf of his wife Hillary Clinton in the state last week. What about on the Republican side? Obviously, Donald Trump has the nomination basically wrapped up here, but have Montana Republicans been embracing his candidacy?
Nominally, they have. At the party convention a few weeks ago, the state leadership, party leadership, got behind him. There were Trump campaign signs all over the conference space. Montana's single congressman, Republican Ryan Zinke, has come out very strongly for Donald Trump, even saying he'd like to be his vice president or secretary of defense. Montana's junior senator, Republican Steve Daines, has been a little more lukewarm in his support. Most significantly, though, is the presumptive nominee for governor on the Republican side here, Mr. Greg Gianforte, chose not to attend Mr. Trump's speech and rally in Billings, Montana. I think that's kind of significant. I also think it's significant that Trump didn't fill the space, the arena of about 10,000 seats, didn't quite fill it during his visit. It's possible that Bernie Sanders even outdrew Trump in the two stops he made here in Montana. So it's interesting. The Republican Party here is fairly split. There's a strong Tea Party side, and there are more, quote-unquote, responsible or reasonable Republicans, and it's unclear exactly how much they're favoring Donald Trump.
The fact that all of the candidates that are remaining in the race are East Coasters, are they able to relate to Montanans in a campaign like this?
No. I think that's sort of the glib answer, but I think, you know, folks out west and in Montana, they see a lot of disconnect between us and the East Coast power brokers. In a lot of ways, the issues here are just like they are anywhere in America. People are concerned about jobs and the economy. They're concerned about paying for a college education, for opportunities for their kids and the next generation. It's also significant that it's significantly different here in a lot of ways. We still have a significant portion of Montana, about a third of the state, is public lands. And I don't know that folks on the East Coast necessarily get that or necessarily address those kind of issues during campaign season.
And Eric, just in the few seconds we have left, Montana has not been a swing state in the last few elections, but Bill Clinton did win it in 92. Is it going to be a swing state this time around?
I think that remains to be seen. It's predominantly a Republican state. I think the Republicans here are going to come out to vote against Hillary Clinton. How many of those will vote for Donald Trump, I think remains to be seen.
That's Eric Whitney, a reporter at Montana Public Radio, joining us from Missoula today as we await the primaries tomorrow in Montana, as well as here in California, where I am, and in New Jersey and a number of other states. Eric, we'll be watching. Thanks so much.
Thank you.